Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., your loyal host. And producer, bringing you pleasure. The title of the song is Two for One. I will definitely be letting you hear some more of those great sounds. Wow, what an awesome group. All right, let's start with our teams. You know, this week we've been focusing a few days on sleep. And today, our age group are the teens. Yes, teens, you know you need your sleep. Or do you? I mean, you are young after all, right? And since you're as young as you are, can't you just go on and be about the business of doing all that you want to do, all that you need to do, and just sleep when you do sleep? Yeah, I'm saying, okay, you need your hours of sleep. You remember how many? Yeah, about 8 to 10. Need about 8 to 10 hours of sleep. And so, you know, if you keep doing what you're doing, you know, you do what you need to do, right? You have your school to take care of. Summertime, for most of you, no school, but you have other things to take care of. Some of the same things you have to take care of when school is in. You have your chores to do at home. Some of you have jobs. You have to have your social life, right? I mean, that's a necessary part of living, having a good, positive social life. And so as long as you're doing all of those things, you know, you got your social life going. Some of you have a workout routine. You're at the gym. Some of you are outdoors, maybe doing some jogging. You have an exercise routine. You're making your bodies healthier and stronger. That is just plain awesome. Or as they used to say in the 60s, out of sight. But what about this? You also have that alone time. You need to be free to be able to get on your Game Boys and PlayStations and things like that. And exercise those thumbs, exercise those brains, right? Well, we know that we need to limit that. We've been talking about that. It is truly for the health of your body, your soul, and particularly for the health of your brain. Yeah, you don't want to spend too much time with those games, you know, those console games. But as long as you're doing all of that, and hey, let's say you're even add into the mix good nutrition. You know, you don't eat a whole bunch of junk food, foods with a whole bunch of saturated fats that are not good for your body's cells. You eat pretty good. Well, let's say you have a pretty good social life. And when I say pretty good, you're spending time with people and pretty good in the sense that they're a positive influence on you and you're a positive influence on them. Yeah, we have a lot of grown folks. Teens, let me just be honest with you. We have a lot of grown folks. And when I say grown, I mean in their 30s, their 60s, their 80s. A lot of grown folks in their 50s. A lot of grown folks who are deliberately negative influences on the people that they hang with. They're negative influences on each other. And they encourage each other to travel down the wrong path. Don't even let those adults, even though they're older than you, influence you. You don't have to let them lead you down a path that you know is not a good path. So I just want to encourage you, let your socializing be positive, something that's going to be good for your soul. Yeah. So let's just say you have a good social network. you eat well, you exercise. And I'm telling you, I mean it when I say I applaud you for exercising. When school is in, you're doing your homework, and you just add that back to the mix. When school's back in, it's really not that important that you get your proper sleep, is it? Your proper sleep. Now remember, 8 to 10 hours. Well, check this out. Sleep is food for the brain. Remember this. It is during sleep that quite a number of important body functions and brain activity occur. And skipping sleep, for those reasons, can be harmful, even deadly, particularly if you're behind the wheel. If you're not getting your proper sleep on a regular basis, we're not talking about, you know, you abuse your body on average 18 to 20 days or 18 to 24 days in a row. And then for 2 days, you get your proper rest. You go to bed on time. Then for another 18 to 20 days, you go to bed an hour late, 3 hours late, 4.5 hours late, later than you should be going. Because remember now, it is indeed the total number of hours that you get each day, but it is, or each night, but it is also the time that that sleep process starts. Yeah, if you've already worn your body down by deciding to get some shut-eye 4 hours past the time that your body should have been sleeping, it is better to sleep later than not sleep at all. But it is not good to start getting, you know, to regularly get your sleep late. Okay. If you're not getting your proper rest, and remember now, I'm calling your proper rest at this point, getting to bed on time and getting the correct number of hours of sleep. So we're talking quality and quantity. And if you're not getting your proper rest, you can look bad. You might feel moody. How many of you have ever found, you've noticed that when you're not getting your proper rest, you're cranky? You know, we can kind of quickly identify that problem with our babies. I mean, the truly babies, infants. And we know that they haven't gotten enough sleep. And so often, older folks can look at the child and say, okay, she hadn't gotten enough sleep. That's why she's fussy like that. He hadn't gotten enough sleep. Let me put him down for his nap. And it's good that we can pick up on that. You know, we could be all around the issues and still not get to the heart of the matter. Okay, the diapers changed, but the baby's still fussy. Okay, I've tried giving her more milk. She won't drink it. She must have too much air in her stomach. She must have colic. And we put the baby up to our chest and our shoulder, and we pat on the back, pat on the back, pat on the back, trying to get rid of any excess air. And that doesn't work. Baby is still crying, still whiny, still fussy, whatever descriptive term you want to use. Maybe, just maybe, and some people figure this out through a process of elimination, that the baby needs some more sleep. All right. So here we go. Put the baby down, let the baby nap until it's time for the baby's body to wake up again. Lo and behold, the baby's not fussy. That's pretty cool. And since we can pick up on the fact that sometimes babies are fussy because they haven't had enough sleep, we need to realize that sometimes we older people, we people who are not babies, are sometimes fussy because we haven't had enough sleep. I think that some people describe themselves as being irritable when they haven't had enough sleep. Some people describe themselves as being cranky when they haven't had enough sleep. Getting the proper rest really is important. Sleepiness can make it hard to get along with your family and friends. You're cranky, you're irritable. Very often, you're going to express those feelings of irritableness, that feeling of crankiness. You're just irritable. You're just not at your best. And Stuff that shouldn't bother you bothers you. And of course, you blame someone else, and so you let them have it. When maybe, just maybe, now of course, I'm not saying that this is the only problem, but maybe, just maybe, too little sleep, sleep deprivation can be the problem. Sleepiness can hurt your scores on school exams. I know I've mentioned this before, but you think about it now. It is important that when we are awake and we're attending to the affairs of life, that we're also alert. Our minds are functioning. Our brain is really, really working for it. I mean, it's doing what it needs to do. And it's doing it efficiently and doing it as easily as our brains can do it. Here's the thing. When we have deprived ourselves of sleep, you need to keep in mind, we have deprived our brains of sleep. We've deprived the whole body, including the heart. But for now, I'm just focusing on the brain. And believe me, that issue, let me go back for just a minute. That whole issue of depriving the whole body, including the heart, of sleep is not good. That's risky behavior. Depriving the lungs of their proper sleep. Yes, because the lungs need to be getting a type of rest that they can only get when we're sleeping as well. Depriving ourselves of sleep is risky business. The brain needs to be alert, well-rested and alert, in order to perform at its best. And so we're going to be taking exams. One of the last things we need is to have a very, very tired brain. Instead of the brain being used to understand those questions and choose the best answer choice or write the best paragraph, the best summary, a lot of its energy is going to be spent on just being. Just being. Taking care of the basic functions that we don't even think about. When I say basic functions, I'm talking about doing everything that goes into helping that heart do what it needs to do, to circulate our blood, which carries oxygen for us. All of that process is slowing down. Our brain is not having that blood flow / oxygen flow coming at the rate that it needs to come. We're working so hard to just stay awake that we're putting a lot of energy into just being awake, which is taking energy away from doing our best on the test, on the exam. Sleepiness can make it hard to get along with your family and friends. It can hurt your scores on school exams. It can hurt you on the court or on the field. Again, alertness, sharpness, attention, ready to make the move you need to make. The brain acting quickly, summing things up quickly, analyzing accurately, and deciding, this is what I need to do. But if the brain is very, very tired, it's going to go through that process much more slowly, much more sluggishly, all because for too long it has been deprived of its proper rest, because we haven't been getting our proper amount and proper quality of sleep. A brain that is hungry for sleep will get it, even when you don't expect it. How many of you have found yourselves falling asleep in class, and when you didn't intend to? Some people have definitely put their heads down on the desk and closed their eyes and gone to sleep on purpose. Sometimes that's been because they're just so depressed about what's happening at home. There can just be so much going on at home that just depresses people, including our young teens. It could be that the person has just stayed up too many times, having fun, enjoying their friends, enjoying TV, enjoying the games, and neglecting to get to bed on time. And they're just so worn out, they just go ahead, bend over on their desk, fold their arms together and place their head on the desk, on their arms, and go to sleep. But there are times when folks fall asleep at the office and don't mean to. Maybe during a meeting. Sometimes people are in class and it has never crossed their mind to go to sleep. But the next thing they know, they're waking up. Fortunately, before it was time to pass to the next class, but waking up. How about this? What if one of those times when the brain says, I can't take this anymore. I have got to sleep. I have got to get my sleep. And it shuts down, shuts you down, and you fall asleep while you're at the wheel, while you're behind the wheel, driving. Not good, ladies and gentlemen. Check this out. Drowsiness and falling asleep at the wheel cause more than 100,000 car crashes every year. Every year. Can you imagine that? How many families have been devastated and may still be suffering now, grieving over the loss of a loved one who died as a result of an automobile wreck that resulted because they fell asleep at the wheel? Or what if someone driving the other car fell asleep at the wheel, crossed the median, and slammed into someone? Killed them, or maybe didn't kill them, but debilitated them, maybe left them paralyzed for life. Yeah, this sleep deprivation is serious. Let's look at this some more when I come back.